Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday of absolute grade one racing action all over the spot. My host, as always, Dave Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Famer. Take it away there, Hall of Famer.
Junior, great to be with you here today. And the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Boy, I got a couple of good ones this week now, Gina. I mean, really outstanding action. Two big races from Florida to Arkansas. And how about we start off with the Grade 1 Florida Derby?
You know, I mean, you got to start off here, Buzzy, because we may end up here. Forte, the two-year-old champ from a year ago, Breeders' Cup juvenile winner, the Breeders' Futurity winner, both at Keeneland last fall, came back to make his 2023 debut in the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth and just dominated that field. I mean, just put it on cruise control, asked him at the top of the stretch, you put him away in about three gallops, and it was off to the races for Forte. It just looks like it's maybe going to be his year, but we're going to see a big challenge here today, I think, because of where he's going to have to start this race from. He's going to be breaking from the 11 hole out of a 12-horse field, and that's not an easy starting spot at Gulfstream. And you know Gulfstream is a little bit favoring to the speed, and there's a bunch of speed on the inside that may get the jump. So it may be a challenge for Forte, but I think his class just kind of overwhelms not only this field, but has overwhelmed the whole crop up to this point in time.
Okay, now, even though it's overwhelmed the whole crop up until this time, I cannot see you just from a betting standpoint letting the great Forte run off by himself. So how are you going to play it, my friend?
Well, I'm going to go with Cyclone Mischief. I mean, this horse is kind of on again, a little bit off again sometimes, but if you look at the last few races here at Gulfstream, he ran a huge race in an allowance win, won by, I think, 6 lengths, Buzzy. And, you know, he came back in the Grade 3 Holy Bull to kind of jumpstart stakes schedule this spring for trainer Dale Romans and Tyler Gaffleone, and I think fully under instructions, tried to rate the horse, and instead of rating, he basically, you know, he didn't. The horse got kind of just choked down. He fought the bridle that day. He fought the rider, and he just, I mean, he was done by the top of the stretch. Just simply, he wasn't going to have any more of that. And they come back in the Fountain of Youth. They let the horse kind of have his head, kind of, you know, run his race, do his thing. And I thought he ran a really good race in the Fountain of Youth. He was no match for Forte that day, but I thought he ran a much improved race, and he probably needed that race. I think conditioning-wise, he got a little tired. I think, you know, he ran a significant speed number early on, but he probably got a little tired. And now he comes back here. He gets a new rider. And I think there's going to be enough speed to his inside that he can lay off of it without having to choke him down and throttle him back. So I think the inside speed goes. I think Cyclone Mischief can lay in there maybe third or fourth, right behind those, and then come with his run. Don't know if it's good enough to beat Forte. Don't know if anybody's good enough to beat Forte. But I do think Cyclone Mischief has some good odds getting Javier Castellano.
Yes.
In the irons here for the first time.
Okay, so let's go to Arkansas now. A really good field in the $1.25 million Grade 1 Arkansas Derby. And reincarnate under the tutelage, at least for the moment, of one Tim Yakin, the morning line favorite at 5-2.
You know, Buddy, you know, this is going to be a really outstanding race. I think they're getting a lot of rain on Friday, but the racetrack is supposed to be beautiful weather at Hot Springs for the for the Grade One Arkansas Derby. They always get an outstanding crowd and just a beautiful crowd. All horse people that just love coming to the races and seeing good stuff. And I think they can expect a sellout crowd. I think they can expect a big day of racing. A bunch of other races. The Matron is going to be there today. They do such a great job of customer service, and the fans there, they come in droves, and they're just fun people to kind of be around. And I've been there the last couple of years. I've been down to Hot Springs. It's a beautiful venue. They incorporated the casino right into the racetrack. It's a, you know, a great place to visit. If you haven't been, make it a plan to go. And then as I take a breath here and yes, let you interject some comments, then I'll talk about the race.
Well, no, I mean, it's as we said again, it's a Grade One. Arkansas Derby will go as race 12 on the Oak Lawn program, and that will be a 7:50 Eastern time post, mile and an eighth contest, 100 points to the winner. So we've talked about Reincarnate and that short price. Who do you like, my friend?
Well, I don't like Reincarnate.
That's the
This is a former Baffert horse that's been transferred over to Tim Yock team. And, you know, he ran there in the last time he ran in the Grade Two Rebel. He ran third. And as soon as the race was over, the excuses came falling out of the sky like raindrops from or manta from heaven. And I mean, that he was shuffled back. He got checked. He didn't have any racing room, blah, 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 blah. I've watched the race 400 times, I guess. And I don't, quite honestly, I just don't see it. I don't think he had any punch in the stretch. Confidence Game went on to win the Grade Two Rebel. Red Route One, who's in this race, from Midway, Kentucky. That's how far back he was in the early going, and he ran second and ran right past Reincarnate like he was on a treadmill. So if you like him, you got to like Red Route One. The thing is, in this race, I think there's got to be some speed, because I think some of the best horses in here are going to be coming late. And the horse I really like is going to need some pace set up as well, and that is Angel of Empire, trained by Brad Cox. Won the Risen Star down at the fairgrounds in his last start, but that was back in mid-February. Now we're here the 1st of April. Got some time off in between starts. Does have a run over this track. He ran second to Victory Formation, which was a nice horse of Brad Cox's, and the 1 mile Smarty Jones. But Victory Formation is more of a speed oriented. Probably end up in the Pet Day Mile. But anyway, long story short, this horse is really developing well. Broke his maiden at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Won his second race at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and then went down to Oak Lawn, and I think has really matured. If there's any horse in the crop that has really started to turn the corner, it is Angel of Empire. Now, Pennsylvania bred, Buzzy, there's only been one Pennsylvania bred to ever win the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Who that might that be? I just mentioned his name. Smarty Jones.
Smarty Jones.
And so this horse runs in the Smarty Jones. I'm looking for maybe some karma coming out.
Karma?
Angel of Empire. Really big change here. Luis Saez is going to stay in Florida today. He's going to ride over in the Florida Derby. So Angel of Empire has got the new rider. Flavian Pratt is coming in and riding Angel of Empire for Brad Cox. There's not probably a hotter jockey in the world right now than Flavian Pratt. He's had 11 mounts at Oakland Park so far. He's had 5 wins, 1 second, 2/3, 45% win rate. You know, this guy knows what he's doing. He's won a Kentucky Derby. So I think he's going to run big. The horse to beat, Buzzy, though, is Rocket Can. Rocket Can's shipping out of Florida, getting away from Forte, who he ran second to in the Fountain of Youth. Trained by Billy Mott, son of Into Mischief, really nice horse. He is in 6 career starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. But all of those, the last 4 races, he's really, I think, got much, much better, particularly this year. I don't know about closing speed at this distance, and that's really one of the reasons I'm not being, you know, significantly bullish on Rocket Camp. I do think he's going to run well. I think he could hit the board. I do think he could get upset because he is going to be the post-time favorite. I'm going to look at not only Angel of Empire, who will be coming late, but also Rocket Can, who will be coming, well, maybe Red Route 1, I should say. You know, Red Route 1 was 19 lengths behind in the early going of the Rebel, and I would probably double that. I would have said it was closer to 40. But anyway, he does like a sloppy track, so if it's still muddy on Saturday, I'd say take a stronger look at Red Route 1, getting Tyler Gaffney-Ohn coming over from Florida to get up for the first time on Red Route 1. So Red Route 1 and Rocket Cam.
Yep.
Angel of Empire is my sneaky 9-2 in the morning line.
I love sneaky whenever it's associated with you. I mean, I really do like it. All right, and the press box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here is hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, and may the horse be with you.
May the horse be with you as well, my friend. Do you have us a sleeper? Do you have
no.
us a pick? Do you have us a horse to put a shekel down on?
No, not a shekel or a shekel. No, not this week.
You're just holding your cards very steady, close to that chest plate, armored chest plate of yours.
Waiting until the next offspring of Thunder Snow hits the ground running.
Hey, can I make one other comment that I
Yes, you can. This is your show. You know, of course you can.
The Red Route 1 is getting blinkers on for the first time.
Yes.
He's getting Tyler Gaffney on for the first time.
Okay.
Could be a little sharper today because Tyler is known to kind of be an early rider, and so is Blinkers, able to sharpen him up. In 139 races, his last 139 horses that put Blinkers on for the first time, Steve Asmussen wins with 17%. That's not great, but it's solid. Very, very, very solid.
Inside information that you can only get in one place. Mr. McLean, love you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. See you soon, and take good care of that good woman, Donna.
Thanks. Yes, and when Leanne wakes up from her long session slumber, tell her we said hey.
Sounds great, brother. See you soon.
See you, bye.